With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Port backlogs and bottlenecks have become one of the most talked about problems of the past couple of years, thanks to the pandemic. The Northwest Seaport Alliance's Steve Belaski says our tree fruit producers know those problems all too well.
In Washington State, we're fortunate, and I would say Oregon and Idaho for that matter, we're fortunate to have such a robust agricultural economy and many companies that are growing products that the world is demanding. There's a huge demand for many of these things, including the apples. And a lot of companies, especially apples, rely on export markets to be profitable and to grow.
The stories of empty containers leaving our ports, Belaski says, is just one of the problems.
We've also up here in the Northwest seen certain carriers temporarily reduce or suspend their service to the Northwest just to, again, allow for some breathing room to get caught up. So I think that's what we're seeing right now.
And if that happens, Belaski says, we should be okay.
Hopefully the market can find some solutions. I think that's typically the better result. And I know the ocean carriers see the value of that business, the export business. So it's going to take some time to get back to where we were.
Belaski says the port challenges have been getting more attention of late. And if that continues, exports should recover. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.